Kick us off, Todd.
I forget what to say.
All right, welcome to today's episode.
I'll do it next time.
Of your daily scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. This future co-host or future host is Todd Miller, also a professional scrum trainer with scrum.org. We get together each and every day and answer your questions that appear in the comments, right? So when you leave a comment, we turn around and turn it into a video, which is awesome. So leave your questions and comments and we'll keep turning them into stuff. Co-wrote a book, Fixing Your Scrum. Check out the description below for all of that fun stuff. Todd, I think we're just going to jump into the question.
Sweet.
Right. So when does a scrum master remove an impediment? It's a good question.
This is. So maybe let's define impediment first. Is that okay?
Yeah. So I'll do that. Yeah. And then you can tell me if you like this definition. Mm-hmm. And I see an impediment as anything that is preventing the team from making progress towards their sprint goal.
Yeah. Scrum team. Right. Scrum.
What did I say?
Oh, you said team. I just add scrum to that. Right. Because there are no sub teams anymore. Development team is a thing of the past. Perfect. So I just thought I'd clarify anything, which means product owner, developers, whatever.
Anything that's blocking, yeah, that's a good change. The scrum team from making progress towards their sprint goal, right? Mm-hmm. So with that definition, what do you think?
I'll add to that start clarifying on this question that the scrum team cannot remove on their own.
I love that.
Because, and I'll tell it, because okay, I'll tell us a quick story.
Oh, yeah.
I had a developer walk across the office to me one time and come up to me and say, I can't, my laptop won't connect to the network. Can you put a help desk ticket on me? I need you to put a help desk ticket on me for me because I have an impediment, right? I said, why'd you walk across the office when you have a person sitting right next to you that could put the help desk ticket in for you? And they said, well, because you're the scrum master and you remove impediments. And I said, I'm the scrum master, I remove impediments that you can't remove. Like, that I'm not your secretary. Right. If you're coming to me and you're telling me that the organization won't let you promote code from dev to stage, that's an impediment. I'm working on that. I'm going to town on the team that's preventing you from being able to promote it into a different environment because we cannot fulfill our wishes as Scrum, potentially shippable product increment in the other sprint with that kind of thing in the organization. Not you need me to put a help desk ticket in. You could that could have been resolved on the in that circumstance on their own. So pausing now. What else you got, Ryan?
No, I think that's good. So whatever the team cannot solve on their own. So when does the scrum master jump in? I like it when it's beyond the team's capability to solve.
Yeah.
Right. So
and that could also be product owner if your product owner has it, right?
I agree. Yeah. And so I think that's the trick. We often get some questions about, you know, what's the difference between the scrum master solving the problem and a teachable moment and all that stuff. And I'm not sure with adults, if I'm really worried about teachable moments, you know, I think we can have in the retro, if something really juicy came up with an impediment, we can probably have a discussion about it. Mm-hmm. But look, I'm as a scrum master, my job is the effectiveness of the team. Mm-hmm. Right. And letting an impediment linger to make a point doesn't feel effective to me. Right.
Yeah.
And so, no, I like, Todd, the way you explained it, the impediments beyond the team's ability or scope to solve. So it's the organizational stuff, which also will include partnering with management and leadership to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, cool.
I like it, Todd. I think we're good.
Great question. I like it.
Love that question. It came from the comments. Keep them coming. We love seeing the questions that help you. All right. End screen time. Be sure to check out the socials, like and subscribe. So that you know when we drop one of the many shows we've been working on for you. Check out the videos below. The YouTube algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. Check out the description. It's got Fixing Your Scrum, a link to our book in it. Classes with Todd and I, you can check those out too. But for Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forth, get rid of those impediments that your teams can't handle, that your Scrum team cannot handle. And we'll check in on you tomorrow.
See you.